Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share our wisdom. Share our time. Share our talents. Share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com, email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Salamana. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. And Grand Rising, thank you all for joining us on this Thursday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naim Latif, and we'll be joined by our Thursday host, Zoe, as we stop with Zoe. Today, we're going to take a look at how to sell your products and services online. The world of commerce has changed, and if you're not keeping up, you will miss the grand opportunity to make money while you sleep. People are buying and selling online all the time. All it takes is a little imagination, and you too can be part of this global economy. There's no reason for you to be broke and struggling anymore. There's no reason for you to claim racism, sexism, colorism, ageism, whatever ism that you think people might use to discriminate against you, that's gone. With online shopping, nobody cares who you are. They just care what is your product, is it a price that's affordable, is it accessible, how soon can I get it? That's all that matters. So whether it's baked goods or something you created like a book or even a class that you can teach online, you can be making money while you sleep. And if your fear of
technology is keeping you from stepping into the 21st century. It's time for you to grow. So we'll talk about that today on Shop with Zoe. And we'll be right back after this quick break. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. If you are still going through financial difficulties, it's because you are not seeing the forest for all the trees around you. You're not seeing the opportunity that's right in your hands. And to be honest, you don't need a whole lot of equipment. You can start out with a cell phone. But we want you to graduate to the point where you can maneuver and create and do transactions. But we're going to talk about some things you need to have in place so that you can participate in this billion-dollar, trillion-dollar global economy with just a touch of your fingertips. So we'll be right back. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naomi. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the four from around the world for using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, co-workers. People are on their cell phones and stay long. Now, if you're in business, that is great. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. What you need is a medium. Somebody to connect you to and on. That's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs. And our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
While your business is making you money, there's no reason for you to be broke. None whatsoever, especially when making money is right at your fingertips. And because people are all day long on their cell phones and iPads and every other thing that is so easy for you to master, there's no reason, if you have any kind of creative idea, for you not to be receiving an income. So we're going to take you through some steps, especially if your fear of technology is keeping you from benefiting from your creative skills. If your belief you don't have the ability to work a computer, if you're one of those people that can't figure out how your cell phone works, and so you just say, oh, I don't know how to do that, and you just don't do it. Well, this is the show for you to get over that fear. If you're broke and you got a brain, then there's something that you're not doing, and that is using your brain to create and using the tool in your hand paid. So the first thing we want to talk about, many online banking systems that can be connected directly to your phone. Now, how many times, and I don't know how many times, someone has tried to sell me something, and they needed cash. I didn't have cash. They didn't take debit card. Always, number one, set up the way people are going to pay. Now, this winter in Chicago, we had a couple of heavy snow days. And I don't keep cash in my house. I just don't, because it's really no need. You know, these days, pretty much anything you need, you might have a couple of dollars, you know, bus fare or something. If, you know, if I need to go someplace, the car not working, and I don't feel like taking an Uber, whatever the case may be. But I don't keep cash, and a lot of people don't. No, and, you know, there's always somebody that comes around. And they want to shovel your snow. Well, I had no cash. I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to have to get them to shovel the snow because I, you know, if I go to the bank to get the cash to pay somebody to shovel the snow, you know, and then I got to dig out my car to go to the bank to get the cash to pay somebody to shovel the snow. Just so happened these three guys came by, and they said they could shovel front and back, you know, $30. I'm like, that's nothing. Oh, I said, well, do you take cash app? And like, oh, yeah. I'm like, done deal. If you don't have a way that you can get paid through Zelle, Cash App, or Venmo, and there are other things also that you can set up, PayPal. Have a way that people can pay you electronically. Do that today. Because we're going to talk about when you set up your website, or even if you sell online, Facebook has a way you can sell online, Instagram has a way to sell online. Even if you don't pay for a website, you need to have a way that people can pay you electronically. People do not send checks to the bank and to the through the mail anymore, very seldom. I mean, that's an old way that's going out. You'll find people maybe that's over 60, maybe even over 70, that are still mailing checks. If you're one of those people that does not have an electronic banking system set up on your phone, that could be why you're struggling. First thing you want to do is make it easy for people to pay you. Not have to go and get cash, not have to go to an ATM, not even have to go and find their checkbook. Just cell phone. Boop, boop, boop. There you go, got your money. It's a simple thing to do. You go to the App Store and download the app. We find that there is, for some people, a trust factor. And I don't agree with all of what Chase does in terms of some of its maybe investment policies or whatever. But as a bank, I found that if I ever have any questions or problems, they jump on it right away. They will give me my money back if I say I did not authorize that person to take it out of my account. They'll issue me a new card, whatever the case may be, but they will protect your money. And any good bank will protect your money from fraud. Only authorized withdrawals will be honored. So that means you have to pay attention. If you have electronic banking, if you have automatic deductions, check your account every day. Do not be lazy about it, because you want to catch something that you don't recognize. It's unauthorized. You can't wait 6 months later and say, oh, wait a minute. I took $300 out of my account, and I don't even know who this company is. And then you want to, well, hey, I've come to see you so long to figure that out. No. I mean, you're going to have a problem trying to prove that that really was fraud if you aren't on top of your account. But truly, your first step is to make sure you can get paid. Because if people can pay you without them having to do anything other than pick up their cell phone, they're most likely to pay you. How many times have you been to events and people are selling things, vendors are selling things, and they only take cash, and you don't quite have enough cash, but you got the money in the bank, but they don't take Zelle, they don't take Cash App, they don't take Venmo, PayPal. They don't have anything that you can just electronically send them the payment so they don't get the sale. It happens all the time. So that's the first step to doing business online. have your account set up. Deal with a bank that you trust that will protect your money. And if you're banking at a bank that makes it hard for people to get paid, you make a deposit and it's taking 10 days for them to finally give you your money, you need another bank. Do not make your client suffer because your bank is raggedy. Get a bank that will give you your money when you need it. Research and find a bank. Some are better than others. Get a bank that has good customer service. And just so you know, the banking world is even though some days, you know, it might be closed, it's not like it used to be where it takes, you know, 7 to 10 business days for a check to clear and all that. If you're still banking with a company that does that, you need another bank. Because the world of finance is instant online. When you make a purchase, they instantly got your money. So if somebody pays you, if your bank cannot instantly give you your money, you need another bank. So this is one of the first things we want to encourage you to do, is to make sure that you're banking with an institution that serves you and makes it possible for you to get paid in a timely manner. That's so important in business. That's the whole purpose of being in business, so that you can have access to your money. And you're not waiting for a paycheck that's going to take 2, 3, 4 weeks for work that you did a month ago. Being in business and being able to get paid online, it changes the quality of your life. Because you're not scheduling everything you do based on your payday every 2 weeks or once a month if you're on a fixed income. You got a constant cash flow. So this is why you need to set it up so that it serves you. Now, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, we want you to give us a call, 515. 605-9225. You're going to call our Blog Talk channel. You can call us on the On Air Radio Network. We're on air everywhere, online, all the time. 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. If you have an idea, whether it's a product or a service, we want to help you develop it so that you can be making money from it online. If you know how to make a good cake, maybe you don't want to be trying to figure out how to package and sell a cake online, but maybe you got a good recipe and you can do a training video online and get paid. Things aren't as difficult as you think. If you've got a good cell phone, a lot of things that used to take a whole bunch of equipment and a whole bunch of money, it doesn't. Not today. So if you are still struggling financially in the midst of all of this transfer of wealth, that means you are technology that's on yourself that could help you get paid. So we're going to be talking to our host, Zoe Monk, international business woman. And the reason why we feature business every Thursday opened up in such a way that made it possible for everybody to get paid. There's no reason for anybody to be broke. And if you're stuck on struggling, that means you have not unleashed the power of your imagination. And you're still living in belief that you lack some capability. You're still living in belief that other people have control over whether or not you survive. You're still blaming someone else for your lack of motion. Today is the day to come out of that fear-based doubt-based thinking. And if you believe, you can achieve. So when you believe that you can make money, you engage in step one, and that is create a way to get paid through electronic banking. Create a way to get paid. That means you need to be attached to a PayPal account, Cash App, Venmo. Be prepared to receive money electronically. If you're still coming up with excuses as to why you haven't done it, then look at yourself. What are you believing about yourself that is keeping you from opening a door for yourself that would allow you to pay yourself? Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. Well, you know, I can't figure out how to work this phone. Well, I don't trust these banks. Well, take responsibility. If you're broke, take responsibility for your brokenness. You created that. You created that by not taking advantage of opportunities. And this is one of the reasons why we created Verity Partners, people that we're going to pay to just refer people to our products. So on the Female Solution, and you can go to thefemalesolution.com, and business women all have products and services for sale, and they all make money online. So we do this very basically by taking what our imagination offers and making it possible for people to buy. So one of the reasons why we want you to benefit is because buying and selling is like everybody functioning. So we want to encourage people to buy and sell from each other. And we want to encourage you to refer people to those companies that will help you get paid from your referral so that you can participate. Every host, every day, gives you some kind of information and wisdom. Most of us have books online. Most of us have products. So take a look. So just take a look. And we're going to introduce you to ways that people are getting paid so that you too can be a part of the process. If you have an idea for a book, You can sell it online as an ebook because there are many people who will download a book on a phone or a tablet and read it. So you don't even have to worry about getting a hard copy to a bookstore. You can sell audiobooks where it's just your voice, and people can download that. So products and services are being bought and sold online all the time. You have sites like eBay. People are selling old. If you have clothing, artifacts in your house, you can sell them online. Sites like eBay that people will pay a lot of money for something that's vintage, something that's considered an antique. You have your wealth in your hands. What you need is a way for people to pay you. Saying, well, I don't know how to do all that. How easy is it to go to something like Google? How to set up my Zelle account? How to set up my Cash App account? How to set up my Venmo account? Set up your account to get paid. And then the next step, they'll give you all kind of YouTube tutorials. How to sell on Instagram, sell on Facebook. Both of these are places where they actually offer a way for you to do commerce. Even if you don't have a website. So if you're still broke, it's because you've chosen to be. You've chosen to learn the very basics that can get you paid because you're still believing you're not smart enough. The only thing you have to change is your mind. Change your mind about yourself. Change your mind about your abilities. Change your mind about what you think about yourself so that you can benefit from all of your intelligence and all of your skills so that you, and we're going to show you a message that you can use. And if you are willing to just think a little bit, you might find yourself being able to create something that's going to change your life. It's really not as difficult as you think. And if you are willing to just learn something, if you're willing to just learn something, you might find out that what you feared didn't even exist. And so see if we can take a look and take a listen, and of course, if you're able, if you're able to benefit from some wisdom that's shared online, think of something that you can share. And this is right here on our Mail Solution website. Go to thefemalesolution.com, where we are sharing the knowledge by our wonderful hosts and their creativity and your opportunity to buy and sell online just like this.
This holiday season, let's be more clear who we are as we dig deep into this experience. Stress relief. CD audio program
your needs. I designed this program because I wanted to share my recovery from an accident and how the techniques I learned got me back on track. The Stress Reduction Home Practice Manual is another tool to use to monitor your throughout this experience. Inspirational Conversations Volume 1 is another tool. A page a day keeps your sanity at bay. Volume 2 is also available. We may as well put ourselves to all the tools and techniques that we can have one day, step at a time. My first book, The Passion Principles, Catholic Purpose, Power, and Profit, is now available on Kindle. Date, Rate, Checkmate, your partner. It's a great ebook looking at your marriage is so much more thank you. If you'd like to write about your experiences and income from it as well, then consider downloading Get Started Today. As a bonus, you all have a free download on how I reversed type 2 diabetes and diabetic donuts. My personal experience with diabetes showed how it's possible to go. If I can do it, anybody can. Another bonus is the 2022 It's My Time, I Own It Cap. Limited copies available, and we only have a few to share. These are the tools and techniques I've learned and developed over the years. Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
So for those who are listening, you heard the presentation, and I think those watching online did not hear, so we're going to see if we can fix that so we can give you the full effect of that commercial presentation that basically shows you system of stress relief that you can purchase online. And it's a wonderful way to address a very common issue that we all tend to have, and that's being way too stressed out. And a lot of times we're in our own way. We are focusing on our problems and our difficulties, and we're not benefiting from the creative part of our mind that would help us to solve our problems. So relaxing the mind is the first step to accessing your creative skills. If you're under stress all the time, you can't even think your way out of a problem. You need to be relaxed enough for an idea to come to you. And the idea is always going to give you a solution. But you first have to get out of the stress mode, because stress is created by fear. Fear of something that you anticipate is going to happen is going to be either physically or emotionally painful. So you're experiencing the pain before it happens, and that's what's creating stress. So if you can relax your mind and not be in a state of anticipating pain, then you can actually come up with a solution that's not panic-based. Because when you make a decision under stress, it's always a decision that you end up regretting because you're not thinking everything through. You have people in desperate financial situations, and because of their desperation, they either get swindled, you know, either they buy something that really wasn't what they thought. They make a bad decision, whether it's a gamble or whatever the case may be, but it's something that ends up in a loss because they didn't think it through clearly because they weren't in their right mind, their best mind, their relaxed creative mind. They were in their stressed mind, and so they did something that put them in a worse situation than they were in the first place. And this is what happens when you don't think because you're under stress. So this is the product, and we're going to, for those who heard but didn't see, we're going to play it again. And for those who saw but didn't hear, we're going to play it again as we make sure that you get the sound and are able to see and hear a wonderful product by our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda, who every morning takes us through a relaxation technique. Because when you can relax your mind and think clearer, and you can make better decisions, and we want to empower you to do that. So we're going to take a quick break and come back. And, of course, we want you to call in. 727-731-5192 is the on-air radio network. And 515-605-9325 is the Blog Talk Radio Network. And if you're watching, you can write in your comments on the Female Solution Facebook page or YouTube channel, and just go to Facebook and type in the Female Solution, or go to YouTube and type in the Female Solution, and there will pop up, and you can write in your comments. Let me ask you a question. If somebody wanted to buy something that you had and they didn't live near you, are you set up for them to send you money electronically? Are you making it possible for people to pay you? And if you have not done so, what is your hesitation? Is it a fear of theft, fear because you are not really quite sure how it works, fear of having somebody going into your bank account? We'll talk about that when we come back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back with Shop with Zoe, how to sell your products online. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Made our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, Black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for an upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three Black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif. And we want to enrich you today. So let's go to our phone line. We want to empower you. And there is no reason for you to not have a means to get paid online, because that is where the world of finance is headed, and that is the great equalizer. Do you have a product or a service? Do you have an idea? Do you have a way for people to pay?
Well, let's go to our phone line, 773-483. Grand Rising, thank you for joining us. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question.
Hello, this is Akufi James.
Yes, Akufi, how are you? I know you're a man with many talents and skills.
Yeah.
So tell us. I know you create music. You know, you might even be considering doing a talk show or you know, all kinds of things. So now let me ask you this question. Do you have a way that people can send you money and pay you online? If they wanted to, say, pay you for one of your songs or something like that, or even invite you to lecture somewhere, do you have a way that people can send you money?
Yeah, I've got about three or four digital credit cards that I can use, which is separate from my bank account, and you can electronically transfer money between each other. That's what I use mostly. I mean, there's a lot of digital thievery out here, you know, going on, which is very prevalent. And I think the economic system is pretty much where it's going to be at now. I don't think we're going to go any deeper because they tried to digitalize money last year. And we knew it wasn't going to work. You know, I don't think it'll ever get there because of the unlawful practices, and people will lose their money. Granny will lose her bank account and all that. And I think paper money will still be in use. Actually, Warren Buffett said paper money will be used until like 2060. You know, it's never gonna go out of this existence because of they haven't self-proof thievery of digital. So I use, like I said, I just buy cards, you know, because living in a world today where people out here are intentionally spreading stress, I think everybody can gather that by now. I don't let it bother me because, you know, being the man I am and the peaceful brother I am, you know, it's like when people call us African Americans, it doesn't apply to me. I'm not African American, so you know what I mean. Both, that don't apply to me, you know. And people try to talk to people in bulks. But if you never say my name, I'm not in it, you know. So
okay.
I like the product as far as keeping peace and calm, because yes.
Hold on, Kufi, one of our viewers has said they can't hear you. Can you raise the volume on your voice a bit? One of our Facebook viewers said they couldn't hear, they can't hear you. So
is pull that them better up that face or in your voice. Is that better?
There you go.
Yeah, I agree with you with being peaceful, because
there you go.
Being peaceful is very essential today. Because the chatter out here, I mean, everything from sports, entertainment, this entertainer, this over here, this guy passed, and all this digital just dumping on the world can be kind of traumatizing. You know, I have to get off the internet sometimes.
That's a point mm-hmm. of view that I think a lot of people had, as especially when banking kind of transitioned to the debit cards and things like that, and so many places stopped accepting cash. I noticed a lot of people kind of panicked a little bit because they felt insecure with the idea of trusting an electronic banking system where it seemed like it was every other week you hear about somebody hacking into a system and somebody losing money. So a lot of people hesitated to do electronic banking because they didn't feel safe. They didn't feel like their assets were protected, whereas, like you say, cash, okay, I got cash stashed in the house. And, you know, grandma used to have cash stashed, you know, in the mattress and shoe boxes and, you know, all kinds of things because the fear was that, and I understand historically where it came from, the stock market crashed. Everybody lost money, and people who didn't really understand stocks and, you know, okay, how is it all the money's gone? You know, the stock market thing, what is that? You know, something that exists but doesn't really exist. You know, you're buying and selling.
I used to be in stocks.
System collapsed. It frightened people, and they didn't want to trust something that wasn't tangible that you can hold, like money, gold, cash, you know, a thing that you use to buy and sell. So that fear is still part of how people think when they look at, I don't really trust sending money to somebody or receiving money, you know, through online and, you know, I'm paying bills online. I mean, it took a while for us to get our mother to, you know, agree to let her bills be paid online because, you know, that's not in her era. She came through the era where people remembered the stock market crash. So that's a real fear that people have. But what I would say is that money is only whatever we as a collective agree that it is. And so if we choose for it to be pebbles on the beach, that's what it is. If we choose for it to be cowrie shells, that's what it is. If we choose for it to be cattle, that's what it is. If we choose for it to be gold, and there's nothing more valuable about gold than anything else. Gold is shiny rocks. But if we decide to put a value on it and we decide to use it as a means of exchange, then that's the collective agreement. So there's never a need to fear. If we all agree that we're going to use a thing to sell and trade with each other, then we agree. If we don't like that system, we create something else. But we don't need
to money,
fear.
Well, money is a vehicle to transfer something. Go on a trip, send a letter. Money is a vehicle of transfer, you know. But and people would digitally, I feel better when I see my money versus looking at online and checking my balance. You know what I mean? It's almost like a gamble. You ever heard that? What is that system that the name of the little system you ask a question? The computerized Alexa. So this lady,
Alexa.
She's like, Alexa, you know, she's like, Alexa, what is my bank account? Or, you know, they were calling, and they, your bank account is $12 million, you know. it's kind of funny, but you really have to, they do have protection and insurance, money protection like that, but when you're doing electronic sending money and transferring, I believe in doing it separate from your bank account. Because people can get your phone nowadays, and they can go right to your money app, and they can take all your money out.
See, that's why you have passwords. That's why you have password, but nobody can get into your account unless they know your password.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that I've seen people do this, they'll forget their password, which means you don't have access to your money. One of the things when I set up, because I'm also doing Bitcoin, and I have a Bitcoin wallet where you can buy and sell a Bitcoin. But the way that system works, there's no bank involved. You have a password. You have a code that you send to somebody else. They send you a code, and you exchange. But you gotta keep up with your passwords. You gotta keep up with your own codes because nobody else is going to retrieve it for you. If you lose it, then you lose access to your own account. So if people are willing to be responsible, then they can buy and sell and trade in another system that doesn't go through the banking system, but it does involve an agreement between people, but it also involves people being responsible for remembering their own code, their own password.
You know, what's a real common sense answer to that, which I kind of did one day? I created a password for a phone or a bank account or whatever, and I actually wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Well, I mean, that's the intelligent thing to do.
Instead of trying to, you know, our egos are so high, we're like, oh, I'll remember that one. I can remember
down.
That. Yeah, write it down. Have a trusty.
So,
uh-huh.
That's intelligent. I would say for anybody who has passwords and things, have a piece of paper that you put all your passwords on. Put it in an envelope or put it somewhere where, you know, it's not readily available, but where you can go and find it when you can't remember your password. Don't try to keep that stuff in your head. Write it down. And you can't be so paranoid that if I write down, somebody will find it. Who was in your house besides you? And trust me, a robber's not going to be going through your drawer trying to find an envelope where you got your passwords written on. They're looking for the big stuff they can grab and go. You know, your TV set, you know, your laptop, whatever. Big thing, they can run and get out the door quick and sell it. They're not going to be going through your things like that. So write it down. I think that's intelligent.
Yeah, have a password page and write all your passwords down, because I'm sure, how many passcodes do you have? I have about 10. How many do you have?
Oh, man, enough to write down. I got about at least 20, so they're all stored somewhere where I can go and find them, because I don't need to try to memorize all of them. And then your computer will store the things in your, you know, your iCloud or whatever. But even that, you have to access that through your Google account or whatever. So the electronic systems that we use that store information, a lot of people fear them because it's not an actual person, and they think, well, how do I know somebody can't hack into my computer and get my code? And it happens. There are people, your technical experts, who know how to do that. But there's always, again, I was saying earlier, you need to bank with a bank that will protect you. If you call them and say, I didn't authorize this transaction, they need to have a fraud department that will respond immediately to you and give you your money back, or just, you know, because, I mean, it's all electronic. They can take the money back from where they got it, you know, from whatever bank, from whatever person's account that it was deposited into that you didn't authorize. They can do that. And so we need to not fear having our money stolen electronically if we have a bank that will honor our challenge of a transaction that we say we didn't authorize and give us our
money.
That's
a good idea, because I think when you start using electronic systems, I think, you know, a lot of times we just sign up and we don't read any protectors. Take your time and read those protectors, so if in case you do need to make a call and shut down a certain money that you send someone, or something's going on, you need to cancel it or protect yourself. Learn that first before you even activate the system, knowing that you know what to do in a case of emergency. You know what I mean? That kind of helps you stay peaceful, you know, because, you know, if you made a wrong deposit or you did something bad, and then you go into, you know, you start getting emotional and went, oh, my God, what do I got to do? You know, you got to call this number and blah, 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 blah. I would get all that information, know all that before you even do anything. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, we're going into a system now where you have cash bail. You don't have cash bail anymore. You know, if you get arrested, you can't pay. You can't get out of jail with cash.
Yeah, you know that.
You gotta use you know why you're doing that? You
no,
have
but,
to use an electronic system to get out of jail, because they can now track if you're using some money to get out of jail electronically. They can track and say, well, where are you getting this money from? You know what I mean? So yeah, things are going electronically, and it's going really, 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 really fast.
That is true, and that's why people can't be afraid of it, because we're not going to go backwards. We're going to continue electronic transactions, artificial intelligence, you know, machines doing things. We had a guest, well, of course, Zelda's guest Monday, a technological expert that's worked with some of the major corporations, just explaining how it works so that we're not living in fear. And we had him come on and talk to our students at our Betty Shabazz podcast training yesterday. And, of course, you need to go on the Higher Learning TV show so you can see it. Go to that website so you can see these shows, because I think when we see people, and I'm not into colorism, but when, you know, brown people, people born here that have our dark skin, you know, and we get stuck on, well, we can't do this because of racism. Well, you know what? Technology is not racially influenced. And so the more we deal with artificial intelligence, the more we deal with electronic interactions, the less the color of our skin, our gender, our height, our weight, all of those things, the less those things matter, because we're just talking about doing business with people. Sometimes we don't even see them. And so the more we know of how to do it, the more we can get paid, because truly this is the way of the future, the way of the present. We're not going to go back to the paper money, people. We're not going to go back to gold coins or you lugging a sack of gold. We're not going back. We're going through digital currency. We're going through electronic banking, and it's going to increase. And so if we're hesitant because we have fear and distrust, we're going to miss out. And before we go to break, my last thing, if you're still broke and struggling, it's because you are not taking advantage of the opportunity to get paid that's right in your hands. You have a product. You have a skill. You have an ability. All you have to do is set up a way for people to pay you. That's all.
Well, you know, Russell Simmons started his own debit card. And so, I'm actually working on something like that myself with friends, because, you set up your own system. You set up your own credit card system. You know, with your name on it. Maybe that can be something in the future where you have a Naima bank card and I have a Koofy bank card, you know, and it's built our own systems. Hey, there we go.
Yeah. We're working on a system. We'll be introducing quite soon because it will make it easy for everybody to do business. Even if you don't have a penny to your name, you'll be able to get what you need. We're working on that right now as we speak. And because we've connected with our AI guy, our own Chicago's own Will Smith, that was on Zelda's show Monday, we're going to have that system perfected. And we'll show you how easy it is to engage in commerce and get everything you need. All you need is a cell phone. Coming soon, so we'll be looking out for it. We're going to take a break. Thanks so much. We appreciate you so very much for sharing your insights. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to share some comments we've got from some of our Facebook and YouTube viewers. And we'll take your calls. If you want to call in, 727-731-5192. Or 515-605-9325. And if you're on our switchboards now, just hold on. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
From around the world, we're using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, co-workers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is greatness. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media, somebody to connect you to an audience, And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs. Our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
About finances, family, health, jobs, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth. Solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
And we are back, and we are here with our Thursday host, Zoe, and I think we're having an audio issue. Might need to go out and come in again. Let's see. You're not on mute. I'm not on mute, am I? No, I'm not. Okay. Let's see if we can figure this out. All righty. So one of the things that we want to encourage you all to do is to explore all of the opportunities that are available. There are many different things people are creating. And, you know, like Poofy mentioned, you can actually create your own system. We're doing it as we speak. But the thing is to not fear whatever is
developing, whatever new systems arise, the thing is to not fear. As long as you have creative ideas and skills, you're never going to starve. But you just have to be willing to try some things. You have to be willing to explore and to look at maybe what you have not tried before. You have to get over fear. So we're going to share a few comments, and I believe we can hear you now. Can you hear us?
Yeah, yeah.
Great, we got it. Okay, great. You might have stepped back a little bit from your screen. So yeah, there we go. I already can see you. All right, great. Well, you know, we've been having a really wonderful conversation about how if people are going to do business, they first need to set up a way to get paid online. And a lot of people are afraid of electronic banking. They're afraid of doing anything other than, you know, a cash transaction. A lot of older people, you find that, you know. And if you're going to be in business, you need to first set up a way that people can pay you. You know, whether you set up with, you can receive Cash App or Zelle or Venmo or do PayPal. There are a lot of different ways to get paid. But if you don't do something as basic as have an app on your phone that people can send you money and you can receive money, a lot of times you end up struggling when you don't need to. I was telling the story earlier when it snowed here in Chicago a few weeks back, and I didn't have any cash in the house. And I wanted somebody to shovel the snow, but I didn't want to have to dig out my car to go to the bank to get the cash. And then these three guys came by and said, oh, we can do your front and back walkway for just $30. And I'm thinking, well, okay, I don't have $30 in cash. And I said, well, do you take Cash App? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, done deal. Go ahead and do it. And I paid them, and it was up. It was done. But if they had said, well, no, I can't do it. I need cash. Then I would have to think, well, okay, I got to dig out my car to go to the bank. Well, if I'm digging out my car, I might as well go ahead and shovel the snow myself. And then they would have lost the client. So the thing is to be prepared to receive money. And the energy of receiving will create a means for you to receive. So if you're not receiving, then you got to look at what am I doing that's blocking me from receiving money. I've been to a lot of events where people, you know, vendors are set up at different places and you want to buy their things, but you don't have cash. Whoever's not set up to receive a credit card or debit card, they end up not making the sale because not everybody carries around, you know, a pocket full of cash these days. They just don't. So that's the first thing I'd say for people who are serious about any kind of business: have a way to receive money electronically and have it readily available so that all people have to do with a tap on their phone, they can send you money to your bank account. A lot of people are afraid to do that for whatever reason. I've known grown people that won't even set up a bank account. They're still doing business through the currency exchange. They get their paycheck, they go to the currency exchange, you know, and they cash their check, and they pay all those fees. And it doesn't make any sense when it's so easy. And sometimes, you know, people wreck their credit and they have to try to figure out, well, how can I do business when my credit is bad, can't get a bank account. You know, you have to take that first step so that you can be ready to receive money. And that means, you know, get out of whatever cycle of brokenness that you're in so that people can send you money for whatever it is you do. So what do you say to people who may be hesitant to bank electronically, and so they tend to not trust that people will send them money, or they're afraid somebody can steal from them or, you know, get into their account unauthorized? What is your advice for them to get over that?
I think letting finance in America, you're going to get a pay and you spend money. And then part of your advice furniture, you'll buy a car, or buy a how to document your financial situation when you apply for a mortgage. You need to have a bank, and you need a way to document your financial
your transactions, yeah.
You see, in the past week, I was because, you know, I was this couple, they want to have a stability. That it's really important to have a stable home that you don't have a sense of variety. Because the biggest landlord, you have to take the food for the kids. So this makes me, you know, in the past 2 years, kids have to go to 3 different schools. What is the business you think the kids will have to go to?
Right.
It's not fair for kids.
Right.
To go to different schools just because
parents are unstable. Yeah. I see it happen all the time. Yeah. Because every time you go to a new school, you got to try to make new friends. And sometimes children aren't very friendly. So that's a very difficult thing to keep going through over and over and over again.
Yeah. So, you know, this investment is an opportunity. So their growing up experience is actually a factor in it should be a factor in our decision making. It's actually a decision. So we have to be really
careful. Children are not luggage.
So be very careful. Thank you, Mama. What do you think?
Yeah. And that. Well, that's an important thing for people to understand also, because banks do change hands. I know that, well, Chase used to be First Chicago, and then for a while was something else. But, you know, over the years, you can keep that same account, and even though the bank changes hands, your money's not going to disappear, you know, unless they're really crooked and plan to go to jail. That's a federal crime, so you can't – your money is protected even if the bank changes hands. And that's an important thing for people who hesitate to open a bank account, because I've known some people who they won't open a bank account. And so their whole life is difficult. Like you were saying, the people who got, you know, cash transactions, but it's all about when you get ready to make a big purchase like a home, it's all about your paperwork and your bank statements. And if you don't have any, you can't document your transactions, and that makes it so difficult to do some basic things like buy a car, buy a home, rent an apartment even. So now we've got a few comments and questions online. Brian Vickers wants to know, how can I generate income online? And, of course, you've come to the right place, because this is what we do, talk about how to do business. The first thing I say to people is get a way to set up people to pay you. Have a way that people can send you money through one of those electronic banking systems. You know, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, you know.
I use Zelle
a lot, yeah.
You know, it's specific with all the reputable comfort effect.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a process. And I don't go there, but I went to the
picture. Right.
You know, some people. So it's very good. If you go to a bank, okay. You have to be smart. The bank will make money.
Yes, yes. Right, they charge you for not having money. Yeah.
So, you use credit.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, it's so simple. When I go to file my taxes, I love my tax guy. Stephen Molson, give me a plug. But, you know, that's what you need is all the records of your transactions are right there on the bank records. They're keeping track of everything, so you don't have to be right. I mean, the old way you can get a ledger and write on everything, or it's right there. It's right there on your bank statement. You can print it out. There you have it. All your transactions. It's so simple, and it's so easy. So since the systems are set up where the bank, like you said, is pretty much your accountant, but you've got to see, the thing is, people get stuck worrying about having to pay taxes for money that they're receiving. So a lot of people are trying to operate undercover by just taking cash, especially like if they're receiving some kind of assistance or whatever from the government. So they don't want that money to be taken away if they show that they have an income. I know a lot of people that are at that between stage of trusting their own entrepreneurial skills to support them and relying on a government assistance check. And so they're hesitant to put that money that they're receiving in cash in the bank. But do you realize holding on to that poverty consciousness of, I can't earn enough money through my business, so I'm going to keep my business unofficial, you know, underground, undercover, that keeps you broke because it's saying I can't make enough money. So therefore you manifest not enough money, and so therefore you don't have a system to actually make more money, which is what banking would do. If you have your money documented, it will actually help you make more money.
Exactly. So, I think, you know, you have a way to make money.
Yes, you have a way to not get that. Same, but that people find ways to not. That's right. They know how to work the system so that it works for them. To know, because it's not by accident that people are able to generate money. So I'm going to answer Brian's question about how can I generate income online. Now, and I know that Brian is a photographer, and you know that people are buying and selling all the time. You don't necessarily have to have an expensive website. I watched my daughter create an Instagram store, a store on Instagram, and she was buying and selling housewares. She would get them at the resale shop. You know, she would find these things that are maybe like antiques or whatever that people gave away because they didn't know the value, and she would sell them. People would send her the money, and, you know, she had it set up where the post office would pick up her packages and deliver them. She could weigh them and get the postage amount and everything, print out a postage label, put it on there, the post office pick up her package, deliver it. She was in business. She didn't have an expensive website. She just had her Instagram page, but she was buying and selling. She took a picture of the item. Brian, you can do this. I'm sure you got something in your house somewhere that people can be in, even if it's old books, somebody's interested in them. Take a picture of it, put a price on it, put it on your Instagram page. I think Facebook even also has a marketplace thing. You can set up a store. And TikTok, yeah. So you can sell online even without a website, but you do have to have your way that people can pay you. Post the picture of it, say the price, you know, give them your payment information, and people will buy. And it's so simple. I watched my daughter just doing business all over the place. And it was so simple. I mean, she, because, you know, sometimes I would go shopping with her to these retail shops. You know, she'd pick out stuff, and, you know, I don't have an eye for what's valuable, but she does, you know, vases and, you know, housewares, and she'd take a picture of it, put it online. Next thing you know, she got an order for it. She'd be wrapping it up, and the post office, you know, their truck that you can arrange where they can do pickups from your house. And I'm like, okay, with an Instagram account, you know. So it's so simple. And if, especially if you, and I mean, even if you're not a professional photographer like you are, Brian, but somebody with a cell phone, take a picture of the thing and post it on the Instagram page, the TikTok page, the Facebook page with your the price of it, your payment information, and people will send you money. All you got to do is, and of course, we can talk about even the drop shipping, where some companies will do your shipping for you. But if it's your item that you have, something simple, something like selling something that you already possess that someone will buy, you could simply post a picture of it on one of these social media pages, put your price on it, put your you know, your Zelle, your Cash App, your Instagram, I mean, your PayPal, whatever system you have where people can pay you. You should probably get as many systems as you possibly can for people to pay you. And then when the money comes to you, comes to your bank account, just send out the, just package it up, mail it out. It's so simple. People are being broke, sitting up in a house full of clutter, full of things that other people would buy. If you go on a site like eBay, and you can see that people are buying old things for a lot of money. So that's a website that's really made it possible for a lot of people to buy. And so you could go on eBay and place things on eBay to sell. It's so simple.
I agree. You know, I think it's more like the, you know, the things you like, somebody, you will not have your followers because the things you like may also, so that's your expertise. See, like I was, you know, over the weekend, I need to travel. And I was choosing which bag I will take. Remember I bought this bag?
Yeah.
This one, what product? You know,
right.
You know, just give them the ball and then just find this. It's so good. And also be the needs of your friends.
That's right.
You really want to try a different product that you actually enjoy, and then just promote it to your fans.
That's right. That's right.
And your social media, your Instagram, your TikTok account, or Facebook account, just promote one product there, and see how the response is. And when you look at this, if the people like it, what they like, what they don't like, and then you just build them with that product. And right now it's so easy to set up a social media account to promote a product, and then you have a link to you know, how to get paid, how they enter information, where they're going to have the product to ship it. I think the Instagram and TikTok, okay.
Absolutely. So now here we are right here on the Female Solution website, the Handy Expanding Travel Bag. You can order it right here, and there you go. You hit add to cart, you can pay with your Visa, whatever it is, and you can pay and buy this bag, and you can find a way to use it, and you can even become one of our prosperity partners and get paid for referring. If you fill this out, you can get paid for, like she said, promoting other people's products. So there are ways to get paid online.
Now, Brian has another question.
Now, he asked about
anyone make money with the Bitcoin.
Yeah, and I was explaining about Bitcoin and the fact that that's another digital currency. There are so many digital currencies that are being created, and we should be willing to explore new opportunities to buy and sell and trade using other currencies. Now, I've got Bitcoin.
You know what? I agree with Bitcoin.
Well, I think that, you know, it's not currency. What I was explaining is that it is a system that people have.
Product.
Yeah, it's a financial product.
It's a financial product. It's like a stock.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is like a stock. It's a very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
It's invisible. It's not like a stock. Actually, you know, something is. Even I don't. You know, for me, I feel I don't feel comfortable if I don't have a lot of information of that potential, either stock or Bitcoin. I never buy any Bitcoin. I'm an old investor, so my investment is all in real estate because
mm-hmm.
In the early 2000s, I was like somebody else. I joined the so I invested in a few stocks and with everybody else. During the 2003 and also had crash, the stock market crash. My friends lost $1 million. And also my old brother lost money in the financial because he actually buy those, you know, something like Bitcoin, something like a not mainstream thing. And, you know, he lost over $1 million. For me, I went to MBA degree, master's in business administration, and I took a course on investment. And you also lose money. So you really lose money. You know, you bet more, you then you lose money. And I think the situation is he lost money. So the reason is the safe way to manage investment in my very conservative way is manage the risk.
Well, I agree. You know, there are people who buy stocks. I own some stocks as well. I own Bitcoin as well. I think with anything that you put money into a financial product, whether it's stocks or Bitcoin, you know, any other financial products, you put money in it and you need to watch it. And the rule is always, you know, buy low, sell high. So that means if you're investing in something, you need to pay attention to it. Pay attention to the fluctuations so that you know how to benefit from when it has increased in value. Because when I saw my Bitcoin increased, I was able to benefit from that and, you know, multiply its value by then doing business with it when it was at its high point. Same thing with stocks, you know. All of these financial products, they give you an opportunity, but number one, you have to pay attention to the fluctuations and make the right moves. And number two, never invest more than you can afford to lose in anything. Whatever it is, you know, don't spend the mortgage money and the rent money on anything that could fluctuate. You know, you have your money set aside that you are willing to take a risk in an investment. So that when it grows, it can grow. But if the value drops, you're not bankrupt. And we were talking earlier about the stock market crash and how a lot of people still have fears of that. They have a fear of investing in something they can't see or can't quite understand. Like a lot of people don't understand stocks. Or, okay, well, you can buy stock and then all your money will be gone and then what? Okay, well, your stock is ownership in a company. The company's value may fluctuate based on the commerce, you know, which is a global economy. So the stock market is reflecting a global economy. What is that company doing worldwide in terms of its buying and selling? That's what determines its value, and it changes day to day. So you have to sort of pay attention to the trends, and if you're willing to get involved.
You have to manage the mental stress with it. For me, I don't want to watch stocks day in and day out.
I understand. You know, like I always say, never invest more than you can afford to lose, because if it's stressful, that means you put too much money in it. You know, it should be the money that you would blow on something that wouldn't matter anyway, you know.
Stock is something you take your hook. It's like a drug.
It can be if you have an addictive gambling personality. It can be.
You know what? People Wall Street has so much mental stress. It's because it fluctuates. It's the human desire to want to make more and more money, and then the trend may not always go along with it.
The trends do change. A lot of people who invested at a good time in, say, you know, Apple products, where they made a killing. You know, the thing is trying to guess the trends, but what a stock purchase is, it's ownership in a company. Now, there are a couple of restaurants that we eat at all the time, and I'm always, you know, telling my partner, John, look, you know, we spend too much money at Portillo's. We need to buy some stock in this place. We're putting money in it all the time. If you eat at McDonald's all the time or you know, you shop at Walmart, you might want to think about buying stock in a place that you're already paying anyway. You're already buying into it. Why not be a part owner of it? And then they'll send you the quarterly their perspective on how much they made per quarter, how much they lost. So you become an owner. There's a different attitude about it because you want to see it thrive. That's how the stock market works. You're owning pieces of a company. That's how people raise money to go into business. They sell a part of the ownership of their company. So that's all it is. But for some reason, you know, what was it, in the 20s when the stock market crashed? Somehow that buying and selling thing just burst and the whole thing collapsed. So people fear that.
The story of WorldCom. At one point, that was, you know, sky flying stock. But you don't know what the CEO is doing. You don't know what the upper management is doing. Okay?
That's true. You don't know what they're doing.
To me, you know, so my philosophy come from graduate school. If you can manage the risk, who are the factors? So for me, I remember one time I went to, you know, Chase Bank, and they look at me, they said, oh, should I help you to invest? I said, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
They really want to go to a
Chase investment account, you know, and they management. I don't really know what all they've invested in, but, you know, it does grow. So that's another trust issue because, you're trusting someone else with your money, and do you want to do that? I mean, it's a choice. We got a few more comments here I want to share. We got a bunch of comments, as a matter of fact, because we were talking earlier about all the different accounts that you have. You need to write down the passwords, because if you can't get into your accounts because you forgot the passwords, it's called the problem. And Joy, our second Saturday host, was saying, excellent advice. Don't try to remember all those passwords, because eventually you're going to have a whole bunch of things. You got websites, you got, you know, Facebook pages, YouTube channels, you got all these different things. You got various social media. You have all these different things, accounts and so forth, and they all require a password, which is part of the security aspect. But you need to be responsible for remembering your password, because like we're talking about Bitcoin, the way that works in the company that I'm working with, the Bitcoin, you need to know your password to your account. It's not connected to a bank. Like you said, it's a financial product. It's not connected to a bank where they're going to get into your money if you forgot it. You need to remember that password. And then Brian says, how can I set up a Bitcoin wallet? Got just a person to refer you to my Bitcoin person, our own Asada, who is the Bitcoin queen. And so I'm going to make sure I hook you up so that you can get involved in that. And Joy says, with Bitcoin, if you do not remember your password, you do not have access to your money. That's exactly right. So it's it's a system. Like Koopi was talking earlier about setting up your own system. You can set up a financial system, and it doesn't have to go through the traditional banking. All it is that a system that everybody agrees to honor as having value. That's all money is. We're agreeing that this paper that we exchange has value. If we choose for something else to represent value, then that's all it is. Whether we choose goats or cowrie shells or shiny rocks of gold, whatever we say has value, it's a collective decision. That's all money is. It's not anything mysterious, people. It really isn't. And Brian says, yeah, I think BMO needs to have a fraud department in place. And one thing I said earlier is if you're banking at a place, you need to make sure that they have a good fraud department. If you call them and say, I see a transaction on my account, I didn't authorize it, I don't know who took this money out, I don't know how they got access to my account, but I didn't authorize it, their department needs to take that money and give it back to you and, you know, shut down whatever debit card or whatever that they may have had access to. If your bank is slow in giving you back money that you said was not authorized, you need another bank because your bank should be protecting your money. And Brian says, can we be friends? Oh, absolutely, yes. We'll make sure you hook it up. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong. Change one thing, your mind, your belief. Your belief, that's all. If we can change what we believe about money, it will flow to us. Believe that it will. How many times a day do we say, oh, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke? If you keep saying that, you will manifest it. Say to yourself, I am rich, I'm wealthy, I'm abundant, I'm talented, I'm skilled, I'm desired by people who love my skills. Believe it, because when you believe it, then you create the things that make it possible to get paid. We were talking earlier about if you want to be in business and someone says, okay, well, I want to pay you for your services. Do you take Cash App? Well, no. Oh, but do you take Zelle? Well, no. You take Venmo? Well, no. Okay, did you really believe in yourself? If you didn't even first step one trade away where people can send you money, you got to believe that you're going to get it so that you will create the means for them to give it to you. I see people all the time, and they say, oh, I'm in business. Okay, you got a car? Well, no. Okay, then you don't even have a way to remind me of who you are. I mean, it's less than $20 to get a, you know, like, what, 500, 1,000 cards to say your name and what you do and your phone number so I can be reminded of who you are. Come on now. I mean, even have you can put it on your phone electronically. But if you don't do anything to even market yourself, do you really want people to pay you? Do you really believe they're going to pay you? You have to create the means for people to pay you. And if you have not done those things, that means in your mind you still don't believe. And that's the thing that's the only thing to change, your mind. Here we have Zoe talking about she came here with $40, and now you got properties, you got buildings, you got businesses, you're doing business globally, going back and forth to China, selling things. You got a whole website page with products. Come on now. There's no excuse. It's what you think. It's what you think.
Yes, believe in yourself. I think believe in yourself, and also I think believe in yourself.
Okay, now you got to set. Now you got to set your sound down. So you're getting an echo. We got to let her adjust her sound. Yes. So that's it. Thing believing in yourself so that you can benefit from your skills. One of these days, I'm gonna have my wonderful daughter who travels all over the world effortlessly explain how she set up her Instagram business. Because it was just, okay, I'm going to sell things. And next thing I know, you know, she had to pay, she was, you know, buying stuff. And I was, you know, riding with her to the store sometimes watching her shop. I don't necessarily have an artistic eye, but she does. She knows what would sell, and she's in clothing, art pieces, housewares, and she got a whole store online, you know, on her Instagram page. I'm like, wow! And she's buying and selling, you know. I'm like, okay. And this is when she was in between jobs. Even if you don't have a job, you have the power to create a business. And she kept the cash flow going until her next job. You know, and didn't miss a beat. I'm like, wow, okay. Because one of the things that we can do is to create a business that reflects what we love doing. Whatever it, I love writing. I wrote books. I sell books online. They've been sold out many times. We're in like, I don't know how, which printing is now. You know, they're constantly selling out because people are buying them online all the time. You know, now I've got digital versions and everything. So you can be making money when you're not doing anything other than just checking your bank account every day because people are sending you money. That's the way the economy is set up. And let me bring to the stage, okay, how's our, we still got an echo. I think you got a window open. Check and see if you have a window open because we're getting an echo. Yes. Still trying to bring in Zelda as soon as she can. I think she got a window open on her computer that's giving us, if she has the, she has the Facebook or YouTube channel open on her computer. It's going to get so we got a caller on the line. I believe I heard Minister Plump on here, businessman. Minister Plump, while we work on Zelda's sound system here, tell us, I know you have music products and you've got all kinds of products that you sell and so forth. What system do you use for people to pay you if they say, oh, yeah, I want to buy one of your songs? If they go on your website, how do you have people set up to pay you? Do they pay you through Zelle, through Venmo, through Cash App? What's that other one? I forgot the name of it. I got that, too.
PayPal? Yes, ma'am.
So what system do you have for people that can pay you for your product?
Well, thank you very much, Wayon Yashalom, Assalamu Alaikum, and Happy Black History Month again, and we are in it to win, and especially Happy Savior's Day to the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. We are under construction at the moment. We are even homeless at the moment. However, we do use Cash App, we do use Zelle, and we have used PayPal for as a system of return on the money where people can pay us. And I had several websites up, and unfortunately they are down now, and that's a part of being in the reconstruction as well as revising our permanent location at the time. However, brothers and sisters can go to the update, which I love promoting people. We promote people as a priority, people over money, and especially we have just launched Everybody Can Help Save the Children, the Black Children, especially. When I say we, the Harold Washington Foundation and the People's March Incorporation, Plump Muse Productions and Honey Jam Music Incorporation, which is several entities of a collaboration. And for the update right now, brothers and sisters can go to the Facebook page, Robert Plump Facebook page, and you'll get an update on me promoting all of the different personalities, the different organizations, and the different products and goods that we services. And the priority is always God, family, and community. Today, for an example, we'll be at every village. Every block is a village, which is a church. At 5834 West Augusta, every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. We'll be there.
We know you're always out and about, and we're looking forward to when you get that website up. It's under construction now, you say, of course, and we know that sometimes that happens, and that's a good point to remember, because even if you don't have a physical location, your online presence can always be accessible. And when that's down, that means there's a lack in, you know, being able to receive pay. So you may want to have several different sites, like you mentioned, you know, having several sites available. One of our, our blog talk channel that we've been on radio for a long time, and, they went through some growing pains. But the good thing about that gave us an opportunity to expand, and that's why we're on multiple platforms, so that people can always reach us and always call in. And Minister Plump right now is calling in on the On Air Radio Network, which gives us access to our listeners and viewers and people who are involved with our show every day. So every situation, what appears to be a difficulty, is always an opportunity, and it's a business opportunity. The Blog Talk website being down creates a great business opportunity to expand the radio network, and now we're looking at expanding to more we've got the Female Solution and more programs that are available on the radio network. And so the first step in business is to look at where the need is, what isn't being supplied by somebody else. And that is your opportunity to create a business that supplies a need. So here we've got our daily lineup, and you hear every show. Once it goes to the archive, it's right there on the on-air radio network. You call in on the on-air radio network, and this is how we benefit from a situation where a need is not being met. We can figure out, okay, how can I do this? How can I create? And that's what we want to do, is to create. So we've got a couple of other comments here we can share from people who are watching. And, of course, we want to encourage you to whatever it is, and Brian says he's penniless, which is the best time to create. Times when if you can relax your mind when you're in a state of stress, you'll be able to create an idea. And he says, I love to write. I need to make money so I can make money consistently. I'm telling you, I got books online that are constantly selling out. So that's why I do the digital version, because, the physical version gets sold out so quickly. This book here been a big seller. First book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, constantly selling out. So we created the digital version, constantly being ordered. So you can actually, and Zoe's last name is Zoe Ma. So you can, if you have a writing skill, you can create an audio book. You can just speak it into existence, create an audio file, and sell that as a product online. So we've got some comments from Deborah. I'll make sure I didn't miss those. And Deborah says, Grand Rising Sisters, if a person is thinking about having a business or any commerce, you have to know the business of business. Google how to start a business. There you go. Real simple. Google is your friend. Google will tell you everything you need to know. And Deborah says, Brian, start with what your hobby is. Where's your passion? This passion helps when things are not developing as you wish. There's a stick-with-itness you have to have. Absolutely great advice. And if you start with what you love doing, then you don't have to force yourself to do it, because it comes naturally. That's the best kind of business that you can create. And Deborah says, finance is crucial to educate to children. And that's one of the things that we want to do. And speaking of what we love to do, I love teaching about parenting because I believe I've discovered some things that can be helpful. So we've got a Parenting with Peace class coming up online. Another great product online we'll be selling because once the product is there online, we don't have to record again. People just go online and buy the parenting class. And there are a lot of people who need parenting classes, and all of our hosts are participating in this process. So this will be a means where we all are able to get paid. And it's doing what we love doing, which is sharing our. So this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to how you can get paid online and how you can benefit from whatever your passion is. And so we want you all to take that first step and make sure you have your financial system set up so people can pay you. And once you do that, then product. So, Zoe, we want to thank you as always. And we will be here again next week with more products. And we're going to give you a chance to benefit as one of our prosperity partners. If you want to sell the products, if you want to benefit from referring others to sell the products, we're going to give you that opportunity. You can go to the Female Solution website. That's thefemalesolution.com and shop with Zoe right there online. Go to our products page, and you can buy many of our wonderful products that we've introduced right here. We'll be back next week to introduce some more as we shop with Zoe. So with you all for listening in and calling in and joining in the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And we want you to come on back tomorrow where we will be joined by our dear body, Yata.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Goodbye.